The following is an unrehearsed interview with United States Senator Chuck Grassley speaking to you from Washington, D.C. Participating in today's public affairs program are Nikki Thunder of KCHE Radio in Cherokee and Jeff Hunt of the Fort Madison Daily Democrat. The first question will come from KCHE's Nikki.
Thank you, Senator, for joining us today.
I'm glad to be with you, Nikki, and Jeff, glad to have you on here, and you can be on more often if you want to. Nikki's on quite often.
Sounds good.
All right, well, I'll begin. Now, do you think that the Obama administration is being fair to Israel regarding the ceasefire that Secretary of State John Kerry is trying to broker?
Well, I think it's perfectly legitimate and right for the United States to be an intermediary as long as we aren't making decisions. They're a sovereign nation. They can protect themselves. They have a right to do that. And I think it's okay for us, anybody that can bring peace, to be involved in it. But peace would be a lot easier if it was if the Palestinians would simply recognize Israel as a Jewish state. Palestine would be very willing to recognize and back the establishment of a Palestinian state. I think what bothers me about this whole thing is not the United States promoting peace, but when you hear Secretary Kerry off camera when he said something derogatory about the Israelis and their military action there in against Hamas. But let's look at some things that are pretty basic here. Number one is that I don't know that Israel wants 1 inch of any other country's territory. They just want secure borders. And I don't know that they have started military action against anybody unless they were a threat to their people. And all you have to do is think in terms of the 1,400 rockets that the Hamas has fought in. Shot into Israel, and you soon understand that Israel has a right to defend itself. It's a sovereign nation.
Senator, I'd like to bring this to a local level. I'm in Lee County here in Iowa, and in December we had an unemployment rate of 6%. Since then, it's jumped to 7.5%, and I'm wondering, what are your feelings on the extended unemployment compensation bill that's been considered?
Well, the way that I would help employment in Fort Madison and Lee County is I would make sure that the wind energy tax credit is extended, because so much employment is connected with that very large industry there that I had a chance to visit maybe a month ago now. I think what we got to do is concentrate on creating jobs. I don't think extending unemployment does anything than maybe help a few people out. But the few people that qualify for unemployment compensation is very small compared to the number of people that are unemployed. Actually, the 6% unemployment rate we have, if you consider people that have gotten discouraged, it's more like 10%. Because they aren't even looking for work. So I would rather expend my efforts on creating jobs.
Okay, thank you. And my question is regarding the border security. There's so much talk, and people are saying it's just a mess down there. Can you maybe tell us what's happening down there and your thoughts?
Yeah. Well, what's happening down there, if you look at statistics on the number of migrants coming to this country, you would see, a lot of people blame a 2008 law, and the administration's trying to claim some protection for these migrant young people coming to this country under that law. And quite frankly, that law was to stop human trafficking. We're not dealing with a human trafficking situation. We're dealing with people not only volunteering to come to this country, but people that bring them here getting paid several thousand dollars to bring them here, and in a dangerous way. So it's you might think about the dangerous living situation they've had, but they've been put into a more dangerous situation, maybe being at the behest of coyotes and cartel people, and transportation up here isn't very safe and all that. But we got to look at it for what it is right now. It's a humanitarian problem that we're probably going to have to appropriate some money to take care of them for a little while. And then we need to go to the changing of the law so that they can be returned home. If they aren't returned home, this migration is never going to stop. And as I started to say, if you looked at the statistics of people that were coming to this country at the time of the 2008 law, it was actually going down, down, down. And then President Obama declared amnesty for some of the young people, and that's when the statistics started exploding. So the president not enforcing the immigration laws is what the problem is.
Yes, I was wondering, as far as the president goes, is what's been termed Obamacare, now that that's starting to get into effect, do you think, how do you think this affect Americans?
Well, you got three things that it's affected them already. By millions, and I don't know exactly how many millions, people were told that they could keep their doctor if they liked it. That's what the president said in the 2008 election. A lot of people find out they can't keep their doctor, that your premiums would go down $2,500. They've gone up more than $2,500. And if you liked your insurance, you could keep your insurance. So millions of people have already been affected by it. On the other hand, there's people that maybe didn't have insurance that can get insurance now, and people with pre-existing conditions that have to be accepted. So nobody's going to argue with those things, but you get back to something that's pretty basic, is whether or not it's legitimate for the federal government to mandate that you have to have something for the first time in the history of our country. You know, they're mandated to buy insurance. And under any other scenario, the federal government only tells you what you can't do, not what you have to do. And so that's a situation where people are being affected, but it is the law of the land. And we have to move forward with it until we get a new president or a new Congress, and maybe some things can be changed. Some people say repeal and replace. Other people would say just amend it and make it work better. But it's going to have to be subject to some changes somewheres down the road, because it's just becoming too costly.
And my final question would just be kind of talking a bit about the crashes, three plane crashes in 2 weeks with Malaysia Airlines being shot down, and then just this one this morning of a crash in Africa. What are your thoughts on that? What's happening there?
Well, I can only speak about the one that went down over Ukraine, and it's blood on the hands of Putin. He sent the missiles over there that was used. Now, he didn't send them over there to shoot down a passenger plane. He's smarter than that. But that's what they were used for, and so the blood is on his hands. And what do we do about it? We increase our sanctions. Hopefully Europe this very day is working on about increasing sanctions. And we need to supply some military materiel to the Ukraine. Not personnel, but materiel. We haven't done anything like that yet except for a little bit of food for their troops. So we got to do more. I think I got time for one more question from you, Jeff.
I know that you've been working with higher education. What's been going on this season for that?
Well, let me explain to you two things that aren't going on. We aren't getting the Higher Education Act reauthorized, and it ought to be. And we aren't changing No Child Left Behind this year, and those bills should have been passed. What I've been working on is higher education, trying to make the cost of education and how we administer the student loan program, so it's more transparent and not used as a way of encouraging people to create greater debt than what they're supposed to, what they need to actually get a degree in college. Thank you, Nikki and Jeff, for participating in today's public affairs program. This has been Senator Chuck Grassley reporting to the people of Iowa.